Joining the Red River Farm Network is Minnesota Agriculture Department Commissioner Tom Peterson. And Tom, a few different subjects that we will touch on today in our conversation. But first, let's talk about an announcement that came this week, you know, from the state. Some CARES Act funding has been made available specifically for our agriculture community. So help me break down what that all entails.
Yeah, we have almost $7.7 million available through CARES Act dollars. And what we really looked at in Minnesota was our hog and turkey populations that unfortunately had to depopulate and dispose of animals. Those decisions had to be made this summer, were very difficult for those farmers. And so we do have over $4 million available to farmers that had to depopulate hogs. And $1.25 million for farmers that had to depopulate and dispose of turkeys. And so that is a really, it's a very tough, these weren't sick animals. These were, healthy animals that had nowhere to go in the system. The farmers that depopulated, just went through a lot of emotional stress. And so that is the first one. The other one that's really important for the state is a $1 million investment in meat processing. We knew before the meat packing plants closed that our local locker plants all across the state, whether they're custom, equal to, or USDA, they had a backup. Now the backup's even worse. The hogs made that worse as well. And so we have $1 million to help some of those plants expand, get equipment that they need so that we can process more beef and pork, especially through those plants. We also have $250,000 to help farmers that are in farm business management, that are in mediation or in having financial distress, that they can get 75% of their tuition paid for FBM, which is really important. We also have $500,000 available for farmers in our local food system, that farmers that sell directly into local and regional markets that were impacted by COVID. And so all these programs will be coming out, and watch the Department of Agriculture for specifics in the coming weeks. We'll have more information soon on all those programs.
Well, Tom, in one vital role as agriculture commissioner is, really just getting out there, whether it be picking up the phone or over a Zoom call, you talk to these farmers and ranchers virtually every day, and you get a feel as to what their problems may be and how you can help them out a little bit from the state Department of Agriculture. And so, my question for you, as we talk about some of this assistance for pork and poultry producers specifically, and we'll add beef into the mix too, there was just this huge backlog of animals that we had to work through, whether it was through, putting them down or finding alternative paths for these animals to get used. And so, we keep hearing about we've worked through this backlog of animals for the most part. We're starting to get back into a more normal processing fashion, if you will, if there is even any sense of normal this year in 2020. Can you give us an update on that realm of things about that food supply chain flow?
Yeah, we're in, thank you, Megan. That's a great question. We're in a much better shape in Minnesota than we were obviously earlier this late spring and early summer. We're seeing grocery store shelves be a lot more stable. We're seeing our supply chain a lot better. But that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods yet. We still have a backlog that we're working through in cattle, hogs, turkeys. We have issues because we had to depopulate, whether it was hens or sows, in restocking. We still have plants going down across the nation. We're watching that very carefully that we don't have a relapse. We appreciate the steps that the different meat processing companies have taken to keep their employees safe and keep those plants running. They've learned a lot from each other, and I think that's a positive, that they can keep those plants running is the important thing, keep the workers healthy. But in general, things are looking up. But we're also prepared if we do have a relapse this winter. And so hopefully not, but we, in general, things have improved quite a bit.
And Tom, too, you mentioned earlier, of course, 2020 has been a fairly stressful go-around for farmers and ranchers, and really a lot of that stemmed from the fall of 2019, just with the excessive moisture, the conditions that farmers were dealt. And it seems like this fall, things have been a little bit more normal. They've been able to get that harvest done. They've been able to make their forages. They've been able to move their cattle. And so overall, when it comes to kind of farm stress, you know, farmer thoughts, mentality, are you getting a little bit of a different vibe when things are looking a little more positive, or what's the case there?
You know, Megan, you said it well. 2019 was, keep in mind, the wettest year on record. And, you know, when I made trips up into the valley last fall, that was, it was heartbreaking to see. You know, just if you look at the numbers this year, we're a month ahead of harvest on just about every crop, whether it's soybeans, sugar beets, potatoes, you know, a month ahead of last year. And then you look at 2019, wettest year on record, just what farmers went through. So that that is something that I see when I go to the elevator, the feed store, when I see in my neighbors, just a general more positive outlook that we're able to get that crop harvested. The crop in many parts of the state is excellent. We maybe have some of the best crop in the whole nation in parts of our state. Prices have trended upward. It's great to see dairy prices being stronger. You know, input costs too. You know, with the crops coming out a lot, especially corn coming out a lot, lower moisture this year. And so that helps farmers too. And so just that bottom line has really helped the stress level of farmers. Not to say that we're not still in a tough shape. I mean, you know, we've had 5-6 years of down prices. And so there are a lot of farmers, when we get our crop done, that they're going to have some tough discussions yet with their bank. That's why we continue to work with our advocates and our mediators to help those farmers get through these stressful times too as well.
There's still some stress out there in farm country. And so what resources are available from your department?
Yeah, there's really two different things I always want to say is, keep in mind our department has a lot of loans and grants. And so if you just go to the Department of Ag's website and you search loans and grants, you can get, you know, the list of all the different help we have financially for farmers. And I always want to stress that if you're looking to do any kind of project, check that out. Also, our farm advocates, you know, our farm advocates are kind of the first call for help. If they're free, and we have great farm advocates, especially in Northwest Minnesota, East Central Minnesota, you're having financial issues, you're having stress issues, they're kind of the first call for help. They can kind of triage your situation and get you started down the right path. And then we have farm counselors, Ted Matthews and Monica McConkie, do an excellent job. And again, free of help. And the one thing I would stress, Megan, is it's tough to make that call. Farmers will call me and I'd say in distress, and I'll tell them, call an advocate, call Monica or Ted. They'll call me a week later. They're still in distress and they haven't made that call. And I know it's super difficult to do. But really encourage people to, you know, take that step and remind people that they're free services. And so glad we have them. I appreciate you asking.